Hello, Royals fans. Welcome once again to the podcast Inside Athletics. I'm Dave King, Director of Athletics. I want to welcome you to this week's program. I'm joined today by James DeBoer, our Sports Information Director. This week, we would like to give you a brief recap of the past, look ahead to the future, maybe look a little bit at the ODAC and the conference play that's starting to come up for most of our teams, and give you a couple of other insights. And I'll begin, first of all, by putting a little plug in for myself, in case there's anybody out there from the Kansas area. On Sunday, I will be speaking at Whitestone Mennonite Church in Heston, Kansas. I'll be preaching there Sunday morning and then also giving a seminar on Sunday evening in how to respond to our sports-obsessed world and how to regain family time out of that. So looking forward to that opportunity to be in Heston, Kansas on the weekend, the 21st and 22nd. I'll be speaking at Heston College Chapel on Monday before returning. Following that, I'll be attending the ODAC President's Meeting. So next week, I'll be able to give you a little report of what's happening with that. So that's what's happening if you're in the area, and there are no contests here this weekend at home. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But James, why don't you begin by giving us a little recap of the activities of the week. Again, maybe we don't typically, in case you're joining us the first time, we don't go game by game necessarily because all those write-ups are up there, but we try to look at the bigger patterns, what's been happening, how the schedule's going, et cetera. So updates a little bit on what's happening, and we'll take a little break, and then we'll go into what's coming up in the future.
Sure. The soccer teams have had pretty exciting week, I think. We look what the men's soccer team did. We finally got to see them play at home over the last few days. They started out on the road and ended up on the short end of a couple of decisions over the past two games. But what was exciting about that was we got to see their offense, and their offense is starting to figure each other out, and the offense is looking good. They just had a couple of weird instances here and there over their couple of last losses. But so the men's soccer team, they're 2-5, I believe, right now, entering this weekend. But they're a lot better than a 2-5 team would tell you. I played some very tough non-conference opponents, including Rutgers Camden. That was a few weeks ago, but they continue to rise in the national rankings, and they're top 10 in the nation. So the non-conference schedule for our soccer men has been very hard, and it'll be nice to see them getting into conference play. And we'll talk about that a bit again as well. But their offense is coming together, a very deep team and a very talented team, and that's the recipe of what you need in the ODAC. So it should be exciting for them. Women's soccer team, again, they've had a great start to the year. They are now 5-1 after beating Trinity, Washington, D.C., a Wednesday night here in Harrisonburg. And that was a game, and kind of expected it coming in, a Trinity not a upper echelon program. So we had an 8-0 victory in that one, but it was very nice to see the offense working, but also a lot of pieces of the offense working. And nobody had more than two goals, and six different women scored. And a couple of the women who scored also had assists. So it was very nice just to see players working together in that one. And so the soccer women are now 5-1. They did lose over the weekend to Washington and Lee, a conference loss. But even that one, it was a 2-0 loss, and the Generals were picked third in the preseason poll. And coming from where we were last year, where we didn't even win a conference game, we got one tie in the conference, to only losing 2-0 to Washington and Lee. As Coach Sue Kolb told me afterwards, she's like, you know, obviously we wanted to win the game, but losing 2-0 to Washington and Lee really isn't that bad. It's not something to hang our heads about. So it's exciting to see that the growth of the women's soccer team rebounding from last year. Field hockey, they've had a bit of a quiet spell. They played last Saturday, did lose to Mary Washington 4-0, but Mary Washington is a nationally ranked team, top 10, very good program. And actually, to only lose 4-0 to them was a bit of an accomplishment for our women. The Eagles, that was their second lowest scoring output of the year, and was actually one of the better games that our women have played all year. Coach said that, and it was obvious to see him on the field. So they're starting to turn a page. The field hockey team has a bit of a short roster, and one or two injuries really hurts them, and they have one or two injuries right now. So they're in that place where they're a little bit short. And that's the other trick with field hockey, is they always have a really hard non-conference schedule. And that's just the way that field hockey works for us. And so it'll be interesting to see when they get to the ODAC season, because that's the important season for them, much more so than any other sport.
Well, we've talked about that before here on the program about the whole scheduling. I talked to Sue Kolb, coach of the women's soccer program, and she acknowledged that one of her goals with the non-conference schedule was to get some levels of confidence mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. And going in knowing how tough the ODAC was. Some people want to play tough schedules to prepare for the ODAC. I think you really have to know where your emotional and mental state of your team is and what's the best way it's going to prepare you. Mm-hmm. So I thought you did a great job of doing that. I thought Roger Mass, men's soccer coach, same thing, put together a schedule that I thought was good for them and for the depth that they had and the experience mm-hmm. that they can get now that they move into that. So I think both of them are playing it. I think I'm pretty satisfied with the way our coaches have put together the schedule, but that's, again, why now we're getting ready to move into – quote, what really counts, according right. to some people.
Well, and we look at the same thing with women's volleyball. They're doing quite well, again, compared to the last few seasons. And their mix of the non-conference games has been a mix. There's been a couple of lighter opponents and a couple of really tough opponents. And so they've had a good chance, and we've seen that come to play. They've played four conference matches already, and they're 2-2 in the conference. And so we're seeing that some of that pre-conference scheduling is working out for them. And 2-2 is already two more wins than we've had in the conference in a couple of years. So it's been very exciting to see that growth for the women's volleyball team.
And I think it's also important to note that for the most part, I think a student athlete understands it too. They know these teams, at least the upperclassmen. Freshmen may not know it. So they know the level of play that they're at. And I think they understand that even for their own benefit, if they're a team that's struggling to improve and to move up into the ODAC, just to make a really hard non-conference schedule doesn't help you any in terms of just, hey, we are able to play a little bit, even though the competition is different on the other side. And particularly when you've got something like volleyball where you have control of the ball a lot on your side, you can do what you want to do. So I understand the philosophies of both, and I think they've done, and volleyball is one to point to as they grow. I think it's been a good balance of some challenges with some tournaments they played. And then their conference schedule actually started out in a pretty good way for them too, just mm-hmm. in terms of who they were playing when.
And speaking of how the schedule works early in the year, cross country is also another interesting dynamic into how that works. You haven't heard a lot from cross country over the last couple of weeks, and a lot of that is by design. Coach Jason Lukowitz, he scheduled so far, the women have only had one meet, and that's because they return a ton of athletes, and a good handful of them are injured. So he knows, and he also knows that last year they kind of scheduled a few more meets than he wanted to have. He realized that at the end of the year, unfortunately, mm-hmm. And he saw some of these other programs that were just taking it much easier at the beginning of the year. So he had an easier schedule, especially for the women as they recovered from injuries, and they'll be geared up and healthy by October when we hit the one important meet they have, because really the entire season is just warming up for cross country until you start hitting the conference meet and the regional meet. And on the men's side, they've had one more meet, so he wanted to get his men a little more experience on the course because he had a lot of new faces on the men's side. So they've gone to an extra meet. They're gearing up for a really big weekend. You mentioned no home events. There's no home events on campus. The cross country team has a new home course. It's out in Elkton. So it's funny to call that home because I guess from campus here, it's probably 30 or 40 minutes to get all the way out to Elkton. But the new home course is being opened for us this weekend on Saturday morning. The Shenandoah Valley Invitational, it's the inaugural meet of this meet, and it's also co-hosted between EMU and Bridgewater. So just so many fun dynamics with the whole thing. Everything Jason has said about the new course out there, it's a brand new course, Elk Run Trails, I believe is the title of it, and designed by Sam Woody, who maybe I should just say Woody. People know him by Woody, but he's been around the EMU program for a while. He's helped with men's soccer, and he's helped with track as well over the last couple of years. And he's designed this new course out there, and Coach Lukowitz has just said all sorts of good things about it. And, of course, I still think Elkton has got to be one of the prettier towns. It's right at the base of the Blue Ridge Mountains out there. So if you got a chance Saturday morning, just drive on out to Elkton. The course is right by the community center, so it's pretty easy to find. If you need better directions, head to the website. I'll have an article up there, including directions out to the new course out there. And the women's race is at 9:45 Saturday morning. The men's race follows at 10:30. A good handful of teams coming in as well. And it's a short race. So for those of you who aren't as familiar with cross country races, you don't have to stand there for the 25, 35 minutes of an 8K for a minute. So it's a little bit shorter. I just think it's going to be a beautiful course out there and just a beautiful chance to see our Royals at home.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to be here. I've always enjoyed watching them run and the Peak View course they used to have, and I'd really like to see this new one. Mm-hmm. I think it is fairly fan-friendly from what I understand.
Yes, yeah, it's a relatively flat course.
So I should be able to see that. I want to give a plug out and special thanks to Blue Ridge Power Sports for providing the ATVs. As part of our co-hosting, we're taking care of that responsibility. Mm-hmm. So we'll have one ATV leading the race and the one ATV coming up at the back to pick up any injuries or any illnesses or anything like that along the way. And certainly appreciate Mitch Troyer and Blue Ridge Power Sports providing that for us, and also Phil Helmuth for transporting them over there. Well, that's a brief recap. I think everybody else is on the road this weekend, so check out the webpage and figure out where they're going. If they're coming into your area, make sure you get a chance to go out and see them, whether it's been your sport or not. It's a great opportunity for you to make at least some connections, identify yourself. It'd be great if I could. I'd love to be at all of these away events and check in with any alumni who come to see them, but please make sure you do that as well. Two items I want to mention before we close for today. One is it's not too early to start thinking about homecoming.
Yeah,
if you're thinking about coming in here for that, the Hall of Honor induction on Saturday morning. Preceding that will be the golf tournament, Paul R. Yoder Senior Golf Classic at Heritage Oaks, and certainly welcome you to come and play. Sponsors, we'd love to have people participate with that. Registrations are coming in now, and so if you want to plug into that, if you're in the local area, give us a call. If you want to come in for homecoming and play, that'd be fine. If you want to send a sponsorship, we'd be love to have your opportunity to put your name out there and connect it with something that has been really a positive thing for us.
And just to clarify, the Golf Classic is on Friday, so it's part of the whole weekend, and we let the campus activities be for Saturday. So golf is on Friday, and you can quote, get that out of the way, so you can still come to all the athletic events and the homecoming breakfast. That's all Saturday.
Now, we'd love to have you come back. If you're coming back for a reunion, you haven't been back on campus for five years, take one more day off work and come on in and play the golf outing either morning or afternoon. So if you're within 3-4 hour driving distance, want to come in the morning, play in the afternoon, then you'd be here for the rest of the activities. And we'll go over that a little bit later in our broadcast. We wanted to make sure you were up to speed with that and checking that out online. I just finished recently, and I've mentioned this a couple of times, and I'll close with one item that I spent some time with the freshman athletes this time. And this our theme this particular week when I met with the freshman athletes who are taking the Bridging the Gap class was the mix of academics and athletics. And it's been interesting for me to compare styles of learning and academics at the high school level and how it's different in the college level. And I had them talk about it. But one of the more unique things that I find in talking to them is having them think about what all they do to get themselves ready for their sport. And somehow to take that same amount and put it into something on the academic side. And I said, let's be honest about it. None of you would think about skipping practice for some activity, sometimes not even skipping a practice or a game for an academic piece. Well, the academic side is looking just as seriously as what they are. And as I told them, the one thing that professors really like to see is the same level of commitment and the same level of energy that's put into practices and games also be put in the academic. And for them to think about, they have such a valuable life lesson right in front of them and how they respond to their sport that they could tie that over into their academic side and to show that same level of interest. And if they'd show the same level of even just paying attention to what's going on, even preparing yourself for what's going on, and if they can somehow think of the bigger picture, when you come into a conflict between academics and athletics, I don't think it's real valuable to say or helpful to say, well, which is more important? Or you might say, well, I can't do this again. Well, I can't do that again. And you start to weigh the value of each of those activities, whether it be a class or a field trip or a practice or a game. And I don't think that serves any kind of a purpose. I do think that we need to look at that bigger picture and to say that in the scheme of 10 years from now, which will it be and which is more valuable to you. So I was talking to a young man who's got a conflict between an all-day field trip that's been scheduled on the same day as a golf tournament. And you could say, well, he'll never play in that golf tournament again. Well, you could say, well, he'll never be going on that field trip again either. And that just doesn't get you very far in terms of that. But in light of the whole picture and the fact that what he learns from that field trip may have more value or be more important to him either in his academics or future than one particular golf outing. Now, this is a little bit easier, I think, because it's a non-traditional season of golf and it's not in a conference and that sort of thing. But I want the kids to understand that the way they approach playing their sport is exactly the same way that we want them to approach playing, participating and getting into their academics, because academics are so different than they are. Today, we spent time just having them talk about what differences they see. They talked about more responsibility, no prompting from the professor, more work to be done, more reading to be done. They talked about technology communication. I talked to a young man the other day who said he had everything all ready to go, and then the professor sent him an email on Sunday night saying, hey, here's another piece I want you all to have done by Tuesday. And I went back to say, well, what would have happened if he wouldn't have been paying attention to his emails? Yeah. So the whole style of learning and everything is different, but it's so similar to what they do in their sport. And that's what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. Because I will contend that an athlete comes in, and I'll certainly agree, they're coming in with sport as the number one thing on their mind. And that's fine with me. I'll live with that. That's okay. Because it does give them an opportunity to understand what value there would be in their experiences there. And if they can shift that over by the time they're a junior or senior to how they go about tackling their academics, then, hey, we got a good thing going and we'll keep working at it. So, hey, thanks for joining us this week. We're glad that you joined in. And please stay up to tune with everything that's going on. If you're in the area, go out and see the cross-country meet. Make your plans for homecoming. A lot of good things going on. Just remember, every person out there who's playing or practicing is having a unique experience in terms of how that applies to everything going on in college. And we thank you for your support in that. Send us your ideas, your compliments, your questions, and we'll certainly respond to them. Thanks for joining. And until next week, I invite you to make it a great week.